I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Beer!
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Somebody's got to wake these people up.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's everything I need in the morning.
93.3.
Rocks!
If this is about pickup trucks, I'm going to love it.
It's not, but no. Close.
What is it about?
John the Fisherman.
Oh, yes. I thought he was a Baptist.
No, he's a fisherman.
What is this? Talk it up. It's Jimmy Rejoin Week.
That's Primus, Matt, man. That's John the Fisherman by Primus.
Oh, I see. Oh, well, that makes sense.
You know, I love Primus.
Yeah. Oh, I do like Primus. I saw them one time in concert. Anyway,
great.
Who cares?
Great, man.
If you wanted, the whole 7 o'clock hour was based on the fact we each brought in a sentimental personal item that would be locked here at the radio station and could be used in the future for a pigskin punishment. You can go see those photos. Page under Trump painting, Fat Boy and his very valuable garden gnome that was his stolen property.
Yeah.
Nine's Alf painting and my Michael Jackson album. Go see that facebook.com/riseguys where we're going to be going live here after this segment. So you want to make sure you're watching your Facebook live. Twitter at the Rise Guys, Instagram at the Rise Guys.
You can watch all of this. Well, the punishment itself.
Oh, the punishment boy. That you never know. I could ace all these.
You very well could, and you may.
And then we'll just have to figure out a plan B for the second segment of the 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
Okay, 9.
Yeah.
Explain, since I am obviously the contestant or the victim.
Yeah, you are.
I should be, you should explain why I am doing this pigskin punishment.
Matt's doing pigskin punishment this week because he went 2-7 on his picks. Which was good enough for last place.
On week one.
So in week one, Matt finished at the bottom of the pile. That means Matt Mann has to do pigskin punishment.
Oh.
That should actually be a punishment, where the loser has to lay down on the ground, and then everybody else lays on top of them, like that episode of Family Guy on the island.
Yep.
That's a terrible idea.
Yeah, but we're all naked, though.
No.
So it depends on which direction you're laying in if it could be fun.
Oh, my God.
So we did this something similar last year where I did not smash my phone, and Fatboy did smash his phone.
Yes. The similarity of what? I'm playing the role of the listener.
Where we have three gift bags, and one of the bags goes Matt Mann's Ray-Bans, and we also have three trivia questions. If Matt Mann gets all three trivia questions correct, he doesn't smash any bags. If he gets all three questions wrong, he smashes all three bags. If he gets one question right, well, he smashes two bags. If he gets two questions right, he smashes one bag.
What if I...
With a hammer.
...get zero questions? Oh, you've already said that.
You
There's
can
no
smash
other
all
variables.
Three bags, yeah.
Okay, now here's a question. This smash talk, I forget. When Fatboy smashed his own iPhone, which I'm going to put on your desk for the end of the day, so you don't quit talking about it.
Please.
When he smashed it with a hammer.
Yeah.
I have an idea for that. What if I smash the bag with my star award?
Well, you might break the star award.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's a good point.
It's really not yours, let's be honest.
My name is
oh,
on
come
there.
Come on.
Now,
notice I'm not fighting him over it.
Many people know, could right? say, oh, they're in alphabetical order. Well, those people are educated as hell.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just kidding.
Man, I hope they nominate the preview promo.
They might next year.
Oh, yeah.
You do. So, yeah, I still have the hammer in the office. I can get it. It's under my desk.
Okay, so I'll have to possibly. Oh,
boy. Bottles in your drawers.
Do we have any appearances this weekend?
Not that one. Yeah, we have two. Well, I have two. You have one, Matt.
I'm coming to both of yours.
Okay. Yeah, me and Fatboy will be out with Mark Ryan from ESPN Upstate at the Ingles of Pickens doing the Ingles college football kickoff show. from 2:30 to 4:30 Saturday afternoon. And then Matt Man and myself, we'll be at Rigsby's on the Parkway.
Hell
eating
yeah.
Smoked burgers and smoked wings starting at 7:30, right when the Tigers kick off in Syracuse with the Orange.
Drinking Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Best beer on the planet.
Hell yeah, man.
So that Ingles is easy to find because it's the only one in Pickens.
Yeah, yeah. It's big, too.
All right. All right. They mean a lot to me, and that's why it was selected. And after this is all over with, I'll get to find out whose idea this was. That's part of the fun payoff of all this that is pigskin punishment. All
right,
three questions about Gamecocks. That's my allegiance.
Are you ready for your questions right now? You ready?
Yes, I'm ready. Suck it.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right, question number one. Who is the Gamecocks' all-time leader in receptions?
Do I go with I gotta go with the gut? Yeah. Bluebird's got me my whole life.
Goodness.
I'm go the lead. Okay, do it one more time.
The Gamecocks' all-time leader in receptions.
Okay, I'm a smart contestant.
Passes caught.
Are you talking about football?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to go with my gut, and I golly bum. Lord, I've been good to you. Be good back. I'm going to say that the answer is Sterling Sharp.
He's in third place.
Oh, can I guess since he was wrong?
Yeah.
No, that would make me look like a bad Gamecock fan if a Clemson Tiger fan knew more about Gamecocks than I did.
Fat Boy's a stat nerd.
That's true. Go ahead. Stat Boy.
I think it's Kenny McKinley.
It
you
is.
See his name on the that's how I remember most.
Kenny McKinley, 207. Then Alshon Jeffrey and then
Alshon.
And then
I forgot about Alshon.
Sterling.
Oh, rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Kenny McKinley.
Damn. Aww. Damn. Right. I wasn't even second place right. I was third place right.
So that means at least one bag's getting smashed.
Oh man.
I was second place wrong.
One bag's getting smashed with a hammer.
And now I don't know whose idea it was. The person I thought it was isn't excited as the person over here pounding his fist in his leg.
You know, I got to sell it. You know?
Sell it, Jimmy. Okay. All right.
Question number two.
One smash. Question number two, Gamecocks pigskin punishment. Golly.
Who scored the most total touchdowns in Gamecocks history? Responsible for the most total touchdowns in Gamecocks history.
Wait a minute. In football?
Yes.
Okay. Who is...
I remember it's not that many.
Who scored the most touchdowns?
You're silly, Fat Bear.
I'm going with the gut. I have to. And it, where did it get me in the first round, though?
Right.
All right, Connor Shaw.
Oh, yeah.
Third place?
No, he's in first place.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
Thanks.
73 touchdowns for Connor Shaw.
We have a similar haircut.
And then a tie in second place between Tannehill and Steven Garcia was 62.
No way.
Tannehill.
Yep.
They're finally being nice to Tannehill again down there.
Oh, yeah.
You think Shaw would want to come on here and brag about that a little bit?
They finally, no, you don't want to come on here at all.
Yeah.
I invited him on Twitter to come on the show.
Really?
Like, this was after, like, when he's in North Greenville and everything. Not even a reply. And I'm like, I'm verified, too. I know you saw it.
Of course, And Clemson,
I'm going to make you cuss.
Taj Boyd had 133 and Deshaun Watson had 116.
Yeah, he's hard to get a hold of, too.
Yeah.
So I'm one for one.
Yeah.
Well, golly, I feel good about the – I feel good about – I did not know – well, I don't want to say that. Well, I will say that. I did not know that Tannehill and Garcia were tied. Like, one of them's got to come back.
Yeah, somebody's going to come back, right?
If they ever play in Saudi Arabia, they should come back. So you can get one more. All right.
All right. You got one more question to see if you're going to smash one bag or two bags.
Do they work up in the toughness?
This one's hard, I think. There's some people who know this one.
The first one was hard.
Like, your high school football coach would know this one. I guarantee
that. Is the answer one game in 4 years?
No, no, no. The answer is not 8-6 over East Side either.
Ah, man.
No.
2-point conversion.
In what year did the Gamecocks win their first bowl game ever? What year did they win their very first bowl game ever in program history?
I'm not going to ask football. I realize that.
Yeah, it was football.
Right?
It was football.
It's football? Okay.
I thought he was going to ask when they won a national championship. That didn't come up.
We're not talking about baseball, Fat Boy. We're not talking about baseball.
Talk about
were you alive
basketball.
When they won their first one, Clemson? What year were you born, Fat Boy?
83.
I can't teach you that history. You didn't live during it when I did, when there was orange soda everywhere.
Quit avoiding the question.
I'll see this year's, by God.
What was the song by Ozzy where it was like, I don't know, I'm just going to try this. Shot in the Dark.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with 1987. But that's Joe Morrison, and I don't remember Joe Morrison going to the bowl game.
Oh, I don't remember the year.
Do I have to get the exact year, or can I get the decade?
Like, I want to guess the bowl, but I don't know the year.
Yeah, what do you think the bowl
was? You know
what?
Dolph Ziggler, you show off. Stop it.
Was it the first CarQuest Bowl? When they went to that one?
Yeah. Have I already locked in yet?
Yes, it was.
Was it?
It was the first CarQuest Bowl when they went to that one. Yep.
Was it Ohio State?
West Virginia. 24-21. Matt, 1987, Joe Morrison's Gamecocks lost the Gator Bowl 13-30 against LSU.
You said when?
Yeah.
I love Joe Morrison, man. What a gentle giant of a man he was.
They
played for the New York Giants in the NFL.
They lost their first eight bowl games between 1945 and 1988. They were 0-8.
I want one of those trucker mesh hats that said Carolina just written on it with that whole like 1970s loopy looking font. I want one.
They won their first bowl game in the inaugural CarQuest Bowl over West Virginia, 24-21. Under Brad Scott in 1994.
Oh my God!
Still a place.
They never won a bowl game until 13 years after Clemson had a championship.
I'm starting to think that Brad Scott was a Benedict Arnold. I think he infiltrated the system to bring us down. And then what did he do, Paige? He went and worked for Clemson afterwards.
Oh boy, traitor! Mm-hmm.
Then he bore a genius offensive coordinator and a handsome man.
Never trust a man with two first names.
Yeah. So.
Scott Brad.
Oh, man.
All right.
What that means, Nye?
That means I'm not such a good fan, huh?
That means you're smashing two bags.
That's double punishment. You expose that I'm not the knowledgeable Gamecock fan that y'all think I am. And then also that. All right.
Well, when we did it with Fatboy, he only got one of the Clemson questions right.
Well, you can't remember everything, Matt Manning, in your defense.
Who are you?
I'm trying to help you out. I'm your friend. That's who I am.
No, it's Paige. Paige with that beautiful painting. All right. So we'll take a break.
That's my Alf painting.
We should put those up side by side and put guess the president.
Yeah.
All right. Go to Facebook. Yeah, I'm not going to encourage it. I'm not going to encourage it.
Come on.
Go to Facebook.com/RiseGuys. You'll be able to watch this live next. Oh. Matt smashing two bags with a hammer. Like, you know, gift bags. One of them's a graduation bag.
Boo.
He's going to smash two of the three with a hammer. Are his Ray-Bans in one of the bags or not? We'll find out next.
Or will Matt swerve everyone and attack him with the hammer?
Huh?
Oh, no.
Jesus. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
Weirdo.
Nine.
Check.
Paige.
Maybe completely tune out and leave.
And Fatboy.
What's in your wallet?
93.3 The Planet Rock.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 8:30. Still on time somehow today. It's crazy.
Doing a good job of that today.
Yeah. I am appearing on the internet without my pants.
No, you're wearing pants.
Not. I do have britches on.
No sunglasses, though.
Mm-mm.
Where are they?
They're in, I don't know. You tell me.
Oh, you almost
Where are
you.
They?
They're
Where
in
are
one
they?
Of these three gift bags on the floor.
You almost slipped up, Nine.
No, I know. I was waiting for it. Let me move his chair out of the way.
This is not one of them duck season, wabbit season bits, man. I'm smarter than that.
Did anybody bring any safety goggles? Is this OSHA approved?
Usually, if you're wearing like your reading glasses you have on now, you'll be fine.
You mean my wall readers?
Yeah.
Thank you. Plus two.
That's so good.
Plus 2.0.
So, there are three bags here. You get to smash two of them. You get to choose whatever two you want to smash, man.
Let me ask you a question. When you've had my sunglasses for the past almost 24 hours now, Nine, or over 24 hours, did you ever put them on Inga, or did you take any? You didn't put them.
Yeah, he did.
You didn't do any Gonzo pictures with
him. I didn't want to put them down there because they'd already been on your face.
He did the toothbrush bit with them.
I didn't want to put your face where, you know, my stuff where your face had been.
Oh, no.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right. I missed two.
Yep.
No.
I missed
two. I got one right.
Yep.
Of the Gamecock trivia questions, therefore, I got to smash two bags.
Yeah, you do.
Well, I got it on the first one last year.
This is interesting because one of them is baby. Are you getting ready to go to a gender reveal? Because you got one that's baby blue nine. Mm-hmm. You got another one that's pink in color, like the boy girl.
Yeah.
And then there's a happy graduation bag.
That's just whatever was in the closet full of those.
Oh, you have a bag closet.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Paige has a bag room at her lake house.
Which one?
Which house?
Yeah, like a bunch of houses.
Whenever you're ready, man.
I'm
ready.
I mean, I'm not.
I'll pass you
be.
The hammer.
Thanks. It's a nice one.
It is, man. It's a Husky.
I wore this same brand of or size of blue jeans when I was a kid.
Yeah, man. That was the blue jeans of choice.
Enough stalling. Yeah. Gene?
It's time.
It's time.
I'm Gene Stalling.
It's time.
That same company for real?
Put some muscle into it, Matt, man.
Which one do you think he's going to start with?
Just kidding.
Put it into what page?
Don't influence him. Don't answer that.
Blue, pink, or graduation? Blue, pink, or graduation? I got to do two blue.
You have blue on the outside with graduation, pink right in the middle.
Oh, I never graduated.
Wait a minute. Shush.
This is like high-stakes three-card Monty.
Without the bit.
Is it three-card Monty? Because everybody says Monty.
I say Monty.
But I'm from here, so everything's Monty.
Del Monte?
Yeah, Monty.
Yep.
Del Monico?
You!
Oh, God!
Oh, no.
Oh, I heard something.
Was it the floor?
It was partially, yeah. I heard something in there.
Oh, no.
Oh. Ooh, which one was it?
I hear it now.
Yeah.
You broke the hammer, didn't you?
No, the hammer's fine.
Oh, no.
Sounds like broken glass.
It does.
I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
Meeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a...
All right, I got an arm.
Toe, if it...
Caroline, zoom in on that. Meeny, miny, moe. See if you can read Rayman on it.
That's why you don't do the my mama told me to pick this one. And it is you.
Too long.
If I stop it... Meeny, miny, miny, moe. I should have stopped that. God bless.
I wouldn't have told you to pick that one, Matthew.
I know. I should have asked her to have the prayer group pray for me.
Oh, man, look.
Here's the rest of them.
Well, I could still wear those.
Yeah, you could. They're pretty broke up here on the frame, though.
Yeah.
That's like right where you hit them.
Oh, you got to feel sick.
You hit them pretty good because you bent the frame and knocked the lens out on one side and broke the arm off the other.
Well, at least, well, I don't want to say, well, I mean, if it, the top part's cracked, though, they can't be
right. No, it is. It is.
Oh, man.
They're pretty
rare. That's pretty much a done deal.
Pretty well rare off one swing. You want to hit him again?
No.
Yeah, might as well. Just mess him up good now.
Listen to this. Oh, man. All right.
Maybe you can put them in another front.
Don't play. I don't know. Side. Should I play scratch offs now or no?
No.
Like, will I get good luck now or is it the trend of the day?
If you get good luck, you'd save it for football picks.
Will you be able to drive home without your sunglasses?
I have an extra pair of sunglasses in the car, but sunglasses, no.
No, no, no.
I'm praying for a cloudy day now.
Yeah, that way you won't need sunglasses.
You should have to smash them beyond repair.
They're pretty much there, man. The frame's all messed up.
That is
one thing that I was hoping that if they did get smashed that I could take them and get them fixed. Yeah. All right, well, you know what?
By the way, he went for the pink bag in the middle, which did contain the sunglasses.
No, people are already texting in now saying that it's some kind of internal thing showing that I don't like women. Bull crap. It was my mama told me to pick this one, and it is you.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Men can wear pink,
it's okay. Yeah. That's part of the deal of doing it. And I also have to remember, not only am I on the radio not to have a hissy fit, but I'm also on video now live,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, people are watching you live, so don't have a hissy fit.
Does it look like I got a
suck it in.
Inner tube? Okay.
Suck it in.
I get that gut thing going where it's like I'm wearing a...
A what?
Take it, Jimmy.
No, suck it in and act natural.
Mine was in the middle.
We always talk like this.
Yeah.
You think it's too obvious to be in the middle, but that's where mine was, and it got smashed on the first
half. It seems like people don't expect it in the middle.
Yeah.
Still.
You look like you have to use the bathroom.
No, I let it go. I'm being who I am.
Yeah,
screw it. I own it. I lost it. I can get my vindication.
Then you'll have
not verification.
Well, this is week one. You'll have plenty of chances to get whoever back.
Week two.
Well, week one for us.
All right. How about this? I mean, I'm not fidgety. I'm just, I can't believe that I got it on the first one, though. Because honestly, it screwed up the segment. I mean, in a way, because it's like, okay, yeah, he'll make it through the first one. That'll be great radio. And then maybe on the second one. And there's that glimmer of hope. That would have been the movie to write, that it was on the second one, but stupid me.
I know.
Called All right. The Glimmer of Hope.
Yeah.
Oh,
thank
that's
you, Paige.
Sad. I'm sorry All right. about your glasses.
You should auction those off for charity. Yeah. Who? Yeah. Oh, everybody would love broken Ray-Bans.
Of course.
Yeah. No. No. Not doing that. We'll put them over beside Fatboy's broken cell phone.
Yeah.
All right. Rise Guys Morning Show. That's Pigskin Punishment. We'll do it again. We'll do Pigs on Friday, Jimmy.
Now we'll start picks tomorrow with the Panthers game because they play Thursday night.
God bless.
Yeah.
I don't get a breather in none of this.
No,
all right,
man. Right back to it.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning, everyone.
The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
And now, a Rise Guys re-premiere.
The company we work for, Intercom, makes us legally, we have to ask you this. So, are you sure that you want to do this live on the radio right now?
You bet your butt, Matt, man. Let's go. And right. Nine, you got my back?
I mean, I don't know, man.
All right. Nine's got your back? Yeah. That means I get the front.
Hell yeah, that'll work.
All right, fantastic. Sure, Fat boy's on your shoulders. So have a seat.
All right.
All right. All right, here we go. We're going to dial the number. When she answers, she won't know she's on the radio. So, you know, just make some small talk or whatever. And then when you let her know what's up and it hits the fan, we'll jump on the call too, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, here we go. Truth and Consequences, 18 years of hairdressery, 20-year friendship. Hmm. Coming to an end, perhaps.
Hello? Good morning. Hey, who's this? Oh, it's Candace.
Oh, hey. Sorry, I didn't recognize your number. Hang on a second, I need to set this stuff down.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Hey, Candace, what's up? Why'd you block your number?
Wait, what?
The caller ID, it says that it's a block number, so I don't know. What's up?
Funny you asked that. I was...
Yeah, you know what? It's okay. I know exactly why you're calling.
Yeah?
So, yeah, but you know what? I'm going to tell you what? I don't have anything.
Don't have... You mean like an appointment?
Yeah.
Oh, you're all booked up, huh? Staying busy, huh?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to get to the point because I can already tell that you're kind of getting snappy with me.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah, so you think I'm calling to make a hair appointment, and it sounds like you're saying you're too busy and you're booked up. But from what I've heard, you're having some problems.
You guys, hold on, okay. You're good, good. Just you tell me what you've heard, and then I can tell you what I've heard.
Well, you first.
You called me, Candace. You know, are you going to apologize about Jody? You know, because you know what? Your apology ain't worth sh**.
Hold on, Matt. All right, both on hold?
Yeah.
All right, whew. All right, we had a dropping of a bomb made of S. That's what just happened.
Yes, we did.
Hold on. All right, we have to wait for it. See, we're on an 8-second delay, thank God for it. We would be unemployed at this point if we did not have the 8-second delay. We've all been dumped out on. Even Paige has said bad words accidentally.
You know what?
She said a bad word there, so we got to we have to wait for the delay to ramp back up.
Yeah, give it some time.
Okay. Fatboy, you tell me when.
Yeah, you good now.
All right. So, obviously, Stephanie, good morning. Stephanie, or I don't know if you're aware. Yet we're on the radio right now, so it's the Rise Guys 93.3 The Planet. Stephanie, she hang up?
Yeah.
All right. Is Candace still there?
Yeah, she's
okay.
Here.
Yeah. Okay, Candace, hold on. Hold on. I don't know if you heard it or not, but she said a bad word, so we had to dump out, and then we had to throw her on hold. And she hung up. Fat boy's calling her back. Hold on, okay?
There's some heat here.
All right.
Yeah. All right. We got to get to, because I took some notes here. What?
Let me try it again and make sure I got the right number.
Oh, good gracious. All right. Okay, so while we're getting her back on, okay, we need some little bit of explanation here. What does she think you were calling to apologize about? And is Jody like the new hair girl you're going to, the stylist?
No. So
hold on one second. Fat boy, what happened?
Well, nothing. I got voicemail.
She's sending you the voicemail?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to make an appointment.
Okay.
I cannot believe she hung up, and now she won't answer.
But what about the rumors? Like, the whole thing you said you wouldn't talk about, and then she said you're apologizing, you know. What was she talking about? Is Jody, like, the guy, or is Jody a guy, or is Jody the new hairstylist? That's what I don't understand.
Stephanie has told four separate people that the reason that her and her husband Jody split up is because of me.
Is there any truth to that?
No. Nothing against him. He's a very nice guy, but I have never once thought of Jody in that way. And the reason he left her ugly fat ass is because... you know what? I'm sorry. I am just pissed off, and my husband knows...
ass is fine. I mean, it's just like, why did she think her husband messed with you?
Well, so my husband knows I would never cheat on him, and him and Jody have been friends for like 10 years too, but this is just BS. Like, nothing against Jody, but I'm not going to say anything bad about him, but he could tell people this rumor is not true.
Okay.
But Stephanie thought something was going on because Jody would always come by the salon to see Stephanie when I was there.
Okay.
But no, he left her because she's a horrible person and a horrible wife.
And okay. And are those rumors, is that why you stopped getting your hair done? I mean, is that truly with the driving thing?
No, the rumors had nothing to do with it. They seriously did have to do with the fact that she lives an hour away.
Yeah.
And plus, her prices are too high. And like I said, her hairstyles are stuck in the 90s.
Okay.
Like, every woman that comes out of there to get a haircut, every bitch that walks out of there, walks out looking like Kate plus 8 with that shaved head, shaved back, with the frizzy top, and it just looks stupid.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
So she's putting two and two together. That her and her husband split, and then he always would come by there. Yeah, but how would he know when you were going to be there unless he was looking at her appointment book or something
exactly.
like that?
Like, it just, and he would talk to me because we've known each other just like for as long as they've been together.
Yeah. All right. So I guess the friendship's over?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well.
Well, at least you got some closure. Y'all are definitely popular. My phone is already blowing up from people.
Hell yeah, it is.
What, people hear you on the radio?
Yeah, they're texting me.
Ha! Hell yeah! I love when that happens.
So, who got Jody in the split?
Oh, her for sure. Nope.
Oh, she gets Joe. Well, he suffered enough, as she says. All right. Well, thank you for doing that with us today. I imagine you'll probably hear from her. Check your Facebook. And now, look at this, though. Think about this, Candace, if I may. You can now be the real you. You don't have to hide your social media anymore.
Yeah, at this point, I might as well unfriend her, not even worry about blocking anything.
What's the new haircut look like? What are you rocking right now? What are the hair vibes looking like?
I'm very modern. Yeah. Same. I'm keeping up with the trends, I think, at least.
Me too. I'm same way. I got my ear to the ground.
Also, she's got side of half of her side of her head shaved.
I've got tendrils right now. You should see them. They're awesome.
I think that's out, the half shaved.
Oh, is it? They're out now. Yeah. All right, Candace, thank you so much, and reply to all those texts and tell them that me and Nine and Paige and Fat Boy said thank you for listening. Okay.
Thank you, guys.
All right, have a good morning. All frizzy on top.
It seems like a lot of the hairstyles nowadays are very similar to those 90s hairstyles again. So this lady's about to come back into fashion with her cosmetology.
Another damn women's blue jeans are. High-waisted things. Get out of here with that.
Why do you look like Jesse from Saved by the Bell?
Start wearing them like Lita from wrestling back there, back in the area, late 90s.
I like the low-rise more, yeah.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Good to hear it in the morning when you're driving to work.
It just goes over the edge.
It's great. It's great chemistry. I love the humor.
The Rise Guys.
Morning. 93.3 The Planet.
The Planet rocks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.